Greetings, and may the grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, those elected for salvation and service, as are we all, I welcome everyone to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, November 8th, 2020, featuring our scripture readings. As always, let's begin with prayer. God, we wait, but oh my God, we can't wait for you. We give you thanks for your word, which inspires us. Help us to live in a way that is both prepared and patient. We ask that you would point us to signs of your kingdom and help us light the way for others. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Our first reading comes from the book of the prophet Amos, and it is not a text for the faint of heart. In both our Amos reading and today's text from Matthew, it seems people expect salvation, but they're warned against complacency. In both our readings, there is a startling reversal of expectations. Now, fasten your seatbelts and listen for the word of God from Amos chapter 5, verses 18 to 24. Alas for you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you want the day of the Lord? It is darkness, not light, as if someone fled from a lion and was met by a bear, or went home and rested a hand against the wall and was bitten by a snake. Is not the day of the Lord darkness, not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies, even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the offerings of well-being of your fatted animals, I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. So ends the first reading. And now that we've heard the word of God from Amos, let's listen for the word of God according to Matthew in chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Jesus said, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, 'Look, here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And when they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.